people had the capacity to perform great tapasya. They could, without eating, without sleeping, complete celibacy, without even the slightest thought of material enjoyment. They could sit for 60,000 years in one place in dhyan, meditation. Meditation on the Paramatma, the Lord residing within our heart, without disturbance. But in Kali Yuga, this is very rare. It's very rare. To perform this process properly is very difficult. Because we become hungry, we become thirsty, we become tired, and all around there are so many disturbances. Even years ago, I lived in the Himalayas doing meditation in caves. And even in Himalayas, airplanes would come. In Satyayuga, this is not like this. And in the Treta Yuga, performance of yajna. Yajna, big yajnas. Ashrameda yajna, Gomeda yajna. To perfect one's life through yajna, you have to perform it perfectly. There has to be Brahmans. Every mantra has to be precise. In the age of Kali, these Gomeda yajna, Ashrameda yajna are forbidden. Why? Because no one can do. What they would do is they would take a cow, old cow, and they would perform the yajna, offering the oblations of ghee with mantras, and they would have to have so much wealth, so much incredible wealth, to perform these yajnas properly. And then at the end of yajna, they would kill the cow. And then if every mantra and every ingredient was perfectly offered, then immediately after being killed, the cow in front of everyone's eyes would come alive and get a young, healthy body. And if it didn't come alive, then everyone involved in the yajna was condemned to the sin of killing a cow and would have to suffer terribly. So who can perform this yajna in Kali Yuga? Even the best Brahmins, they make mistakes. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hupagrita. Because in Kali Yuga, our mind is not so good. It is very weak compared to... Bhagavan Sri Krishna personally appeared to liberate our souls from material bondage and to achieve pure devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord was through worship within the temple. Pancharatrika Vidhi, Narada has explained the process of offering 64 articles to the deity of the Lord, worshipping the Lord with such attention, with such devotion. But in Kali Yuga, the nature of our body, the nature of the atmosphere, the nature of our offerings are so polluted and contaminated. It cannot be done properly. Therefore, Bhagavad explains, Kalera dosani de rajan asti heka mahanguna kirtana reva krishnasya mukta sangha parambraje. That this age of Kali is an ocean of faults. Ocean of faults. Who can cross over an ocean on their own? Even the best swimmer cannot even attempt to go across the ocean. It is so deep and so far and so wide. Kali Yuga is compared to an ocean of bad qualities. We have no power to cross over this ocean. But despite all of the problems of Kali Yuga, deficiencies, there is one blessing, there is one benediction, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Braja. That in this age of Kali, simply by sincerely and attentively taking Harinam, the name of Bhagwan, one can attain the perfection of liberation. The perfection of liberation. Eternal loving service to the lotus feet of the Lord. The perfection of liberation. By simply taking the name of God. Sincerely. And it is explained that the great sages, Bhagavatam, there is a sloka, that the great sages, they worship this age of Kali. They do not worship Satyayuga, when everything was very nice, when 99% of the population was very pious. They do not worship Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga. They worship this age which is full of faults. Why? Because in this age, anyone can attain the perfection of liberation by just taking God's name sincerely. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to properly take Krishna's name. Trinarapi sunechena tarorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. If we want to properly take the name of Krishna, it is not just a mechanical process. Because you see, you have seen gun. I know you are all following ahimsa, so you don't have guns, but you have seen that there is gun. And in the gun is bullet. Huh? And the bullet shoots and causes pain to others. But there is also bullets called blanks, you know, where it makes the sound but nothing comes out. Huh? Or just like rice has husk, and the rice, without any rice inside, the husk looks just the same. But one has rice inside and one just has no rice inside. So we can take the name of God, but if we are not in the proper consciousness, it sounds like the name of God, but it is like blank bullet. Or like rice without, husk without rice. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the most wonderful instruction of how to chant the name of God. Trinadapi sunichena. To be in a humble state of mind, more humble than a blade of grass. To be more tolerant than the tree. The grass is laying in the street, and everyone steps on, but the grass accepts, yes, very nice. People are stepping on, people are throwing their garbage on. Here in India, they spit pan and all things on. And the dogs, they are passing urine and everything on. And the grass is so humble, willing to accept the lowliest position, gratefully, willing to be at everyone's feet, gratefully. Trinarapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnana, more tolerant than tree. The tree is ready to give its life to anyone and endure any difficulty in the process. In the winter, we cut the tree, and the tree endures great pain just to give its life so that we have wood to keep warm. In the summer, the tree is standing in the sun all day long just to give us shade, to keep us out of the sun. And even when the tree is killed and loses its life, its body, it gives its wood to build us a house so that we can live comfortably. This is the tolerance of a tree. To be ready to offer all respects to others and to expect no respect for oneself. Mahaprabhu said, this is the perfect state of consciousness by which we can chant the holy names. And Lord Chaitanya taught us to aspire for these qualities. In the aspiration of these qualities, in the sangam of sadhus, when we chant Harinam, all the power, all the glory of God Himself appears within that name. Nam nam akari bahuta nija sarva shaktish tatrapi tami amitas varanena kala ethadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi duradaivam idrishami hatani nanuragana. That in each and every name of God, and there are so many names of God, in every religion, God is appearing in a particular name. And in each and every one of these names, Bhagavan Nam, all the power, all the glory of God is within that name. And by simply chanting the names, sincerely, attentively, we can experience the highest realizations of Krishna. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift to the world. It is in the scriptures, but he personally, Krishna came himself in this divine form to exemplify how to live according to the most important injunctions of the scriptures in this age of Kali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes travel through the jungles in the forest. And because he was Krishna himself, chanting the name of Krishna, even the lions and the tigers and the elephants, even the serpents on the ground, they would all rise in ecstasy with tears flowing from their eyes, joining in the kirtans of the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Human life is meant for self-realization. But the name is so powerful, even the animals can achieve liberation and pure bhakti. But today's society, people are lower than animals. That is the problem. Animals basically are good. they are not very wise. They are not very spiritually advanced. But they are not bad. But human beings, they become very bad. The animal mother will protect her baby at the cost of her own life. But human beings, now in this world, America, where I am coming from, just last 3 days back I was there, 2/3 of all children are aborted within the womb of mother. 2/3 of all children in the womb are murdered before they can even see the light of day. By who? By their own mother. The animals will protect their young, but the human animals, they kill their young. This is very sorry. And there is big propaganda in America against India. Big propaganda. They show television investigations again and again every day. Big propaganda. People are becoming very hateful toward India because of the propaganda that is being given. They have whole documentaries of how people of India, so many, they don't want to have daughters, they only want sons. And if a daughter is born, so many people, they kill the daughter after birth. Or they get these investigations where in the womb, they have some machine that looks in and sees whether it's boy or girl. And if it's girl, they get abortion. If it's boy, they let it live. And people in America saying, wow, this is such crazy, such cruel, terrible people. They don't even allow a girl to live. They kill her in the womb. They only let boys live. So I told them, you don't discriminate. You kill, you don't care what it is you kill. It is not good that they're killing girls, but if you kill both girls, boys, it doesn't matter. This is human civilization. This is human uncivilization. This is Kali Yuga. And it is becoming worse and worse. So much addiction to intoxications. So much illicit sex. So much gambling. So much slaughtering of innocent animals just because we like the taste of their blood and their flesh. Such terrible karma everywhere. And then we wonder why there is earthquakes, why there is floods, why there are wars. It is all reaction to the terrible karma that is being created. And even if we are trying to be religious, spiritual people, we are trying to be brahmacharis, still the atmosphere of all this karma collectively of the world is affecting us. You cannot escape it. Wherever you go, it's everywhere. All of the cow slaughter, all of the abortions, all of the gambling, all of the illicit sex, all of the people taking intoxications, all of the gramya katha, the useless talk. Gramya katha is everywhere. Newspaper is nothing but gramya katha. There's nothing illuminating, enlightening about newspaper. You read it and you become depressed. That what is this world coming to? 99% bad news. And people are so addicted to bad news that the worse it is, the happier they become. If there's something terrible, they think, oh, this is very exciting. Huh? And the magazines, and the television, and the cinemas, it is all gramya katha. Useless talk. Just to divert our attention away from God. But the fact, even if you don't go into cinema, if you go in directly, you are very severely affected. But even if you don't go in, the sound vibration is permeating the whole universe. Huh? Whatever sound vibration is traveling everywhere. So we are affected. Whenever anyone is doing some sinful activity, it pollutes the whole atmosphere. So what to do? We want to be good. We want to be pure. We want to be holy. But all around us, from within and without, is unholiness. How to counteract the effects? Two things are most important. One is sadhu sangam. To neutralize the effects by associating with sadhus, with good people. But what is sadhu sangam? Sadhu sangam doesn't mean people with saffron cloth or people with dhoti doing all gramya katha. I have seen. When I was a young teenage boy, I was traveling around India living with sadhus. And some sadhus, it is a different type of sadhu. They are smoking chillums, smoking bidis, having girlfriends. This is sadhu sangha. They have long matted hair, sometimes shaved heads, but they are not behaving like sadhu. They are behaving like everyone else. One sadhu I met, he was very well known. People were touching his feet. And he said, "You are from which place?" At that time I was 19 years old. I said, "I am from America." He said, "What are you doing in robe of sadhu?" I said, "I'm looking for God." He said, "There is no God." I said, "Then why are you a sadhu?" He said, "Because people give me chapatis." And it's easier than working all day for chapatis. I just go like this, they give me chapati. This is not sadhu sangam. Sadhu is special. Tatikshiva karunaka surada saravasu ajata satrava sadhava sadhu bhushana. The Bhagavatam explains that a sadhu is tolerant, he is self-controlled, he is the friend of all living beings, he's always remembering Krishna, never forgetting Krishna. These are the decorations that make a sadhu. So sadhu sangha means to come together with people who are always discussing the higher topics of devotion to God, philosophy of Gita, and how to apply it to our life. Sadhu sangam is that association where we come together to chant the names of the Lord, to do the work of the Lord in this world. That is sadhu sangha. We must protect ourselves from the influences of this age of Kali by sadhu sangha and by Hari Kirtan. Because sound vibration is very powerful. Tene brahma hridaya adhikavayav. The material creation, it is explained in the Shastra, begins with shabda, sound vibration. The whole material existence was activated for the purpose of creation through divine sound. Omkara. And similarly, by divine sound vibration, we could dismantle all of the entanglements and bondages of this material creation. And that is Harikatha and Harikirtan. When we chant the holy names of the Lord, that sound vibration is so powerful and so pure, and when it is done in the association of sadhus, it can protect us and liberate us from all of the influences of this age of Kali Yuga. And therefore it is very important. It is very important we come to ashrams, temples, where there are genuine sadhus, to keep our life always connected, united. Yoga means to reunite with the Supreme. Through Harikatha, Harikirtan, Sadhu Sangam. This is the great fortune and opportunity we all have. So I am very much thankful to all of you for coming and giving us your Sangam. If you like, we can have kirtan for a few minutes. Can bring harmonium or danga.